is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study in 2014 tracking women in science, tech, engineering, and math, or so-called STEM jobs, found that half of the women left their professions within a dozen years, while only one-fifth of women in non-STEM fields left their professions within 30 years. The U.S. multi-billion dollar seafood trade deficit is the second largest deficit in our trade portfolio after oil. Although world malaria deaths have dropped 60% since 2000, the disease still kills about 429,000 people each year. Most are children under five in Africa. More than half of violent offenders say they committed crimes while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. There were 178 derailments on Amtrak from 2010 to 2016, and 73 of the accidents, or 41%, were a result of track problems, according to federal statistics. Between 1991 and 2010, the proportion of adults in middle-income households fell to 59% from 62% in the U.S., while it rose to 67% from 61% over the same period in Britain and 74% from 72% in France. Nevada jury found two men guilty of several counts stemming from a 2014 standoff with federal officers incited by rancher Cleveland Bundy, but deadlocked on other charges against the two defendants and four others. As of September 2015, more than 330,000, or 11% of borrowers, had gone at least a year without making a payment on a Parent PLUS loan for student education in their family. The percentage of student loans made to borrowers with subprime credit scores exceeds the percentage of mortgages rated as subprime during the housing bubble. In an attempt to reduce alcohol-fueled road accidents, India's Supreme Court banned the sale of booze within 500 meters of national and state highways starting this month, a decision that affects liquor stores, restaurants, and hotels. By 2013, the most recent data year, 10.7% of the world's population was poor, as defined by having less than $1.90 a day in purchasing power. The World Bank estimates that now the rate for 2016 has decreased to 9.3%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.